Good evening, boobies. I booed yesterday about the Twitter thing that's blowing up, the I Am Spartacus thing, where a guy had tweeted something rather flippant and been arrested for it. And I wanted to follow up a little bit on that today. There's two stories of interest on the BBC News technology website today that are related to this. The first of which is called Twitter Anger Over Bomb Tweeter, and this is bringing back the same story. It says tweeters have joined forces to support Paul Chambers, who's the man who's done this. The man convicted and fined for a Twitter message threatening to blow up an airport. The Twitter community is angry that 27-year-old accountant has failed to overturn his conviction. A day after his appeal failed, two hashtags to highlight his situation remain hot topics in the UK. Free Speech Advocate Index on Censorship said the UK judiciary was out of step with social networks. That's a surprise, isn't it? To find that any judiciary should be out of step with popular opinion. Right, let me just read down. On Twitter, the furore over Paul Chambers' sentencing shows no sign of ebbing away. Some 24 hours after his appeal failed, the hashtag TwitterJokeTrial remains one of the top trending topics on the site. A so-called I Am Spartacus campaign also came up with the I Am Spartacus hashtag. The actual text of what he wrote was, "Crap, Robin Hood Airport is closed. You've got a week to get your shit together, otherwise I'm blowing the airport sky high." And it says here, after hearing the about the story, actor and Twitter fan Stephen Fry tweeted that he would pay Chambers his fine. Comedian Dara O'Brien tweeted that that the verdict was ludicrous, and Peep Show actor David Mitchell said that it was punishment for flippancy. And believe you me, if we were handing out punishments for flippancy, David Mitchell would be liable for a very hefty fine indeed. Now, I thought that was, it's nice to see that making it into the BBC News. You know, I thought it's a bit like it's getting visibility in the establishment, because the BBC is about as establishment as it gets. But I thought, interestingly, we've got a similar story here, which has got much less high billing. Also on the BBC News website, Tory councillor arrested over Twitter stoning post. A Conservative Birmingham City councillor has been arrested over allegations that he called on Twitter for a female writer to be stoned to death. Now, I'll just skim through this story. I'll try and post the links to both these articles in the notes for this boo. But it says here, Erdington councillor Gareth Compton made a remark about Yasmin Alibi Brown on his Twitter page. Police said he'd been arrested under the Communications Act 2003 and bailed. He has since apologised. Ms Alibi Brown said she found his attitude loathsome and a flippant apology was not enough. She had appeared on Radio 5 Live's breakfast show on Wednesday discussing human rights in China. Afterwards, Mr Compton allegedly tweeted, "Can someone please stone Yasmin Alibi Brown to death? I shan't tell Amnesty if you don't. It would be a blessing, really." Now, I think we'll all agree that that was a pretty stupid thing to write and a pretty loathsome thing to write. And it does beg the question, you know, the first story about the guy threatening to blow up an airport, and I don't think anybody in their right mind, well, clearly the police do, but I don't think anybody in their right mind could really look at that and think he was serious. As I said yesterday, unless they got some other reason to believe that he was serious, it seems to me that would seem to imply that we don't have a right to free speech here in the UK. And I don't know what the legal position on that is, actually. And maybe we don't. But should we? Because if we should, then it's also got to allow things like what this guy did, which is inciting people to stone somebody. Now, again, do we actually think he was really trying to incite people to stone somebody, or was he just making a flippant comment? And I think, it's pretty clear that this is just a flippant comment, but it's a pretty nasty one from a person in public office. Regardless, though, here's a bit I thought that was interesting. The lady that he said it about, she said, "If I, as a Muslim woman, had said about him what he said about me, then I would be arrested in these times of war against terror." Now, actually, you know what? I think probably she wouldn't, because if she was a Muslim, I think they're very careful around Muslims. I think they're extremely careful not to do anything that might give offence. But should this guy really be punished and made to stand down for making a mistake, posting an unfunny joke? You tell me. I'll catch you tomorrow, boobies. Bye-bye.